the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show, Thursday, January 24th, 2015. That means it's one day in counting until the Chili Fest, and it's 2 days in counting until the Beer Fest, and, well, that's just a small smattering of the wow factor. In the house, ladies and gentlemen, with us from St. Joseph today, the boss lady herself, Amy Zapel. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm super excited about this weekend. There's so much going on.
Oh, man, I tell you what. How many chilies do we have tomorrow night?
Well, there's just over 30.
Wow.
So you can,
amazing.
So maybe don't have lunch.
Yeah,
maybe
or
wait,
dinner or
get
breakfast.
Your Rolaids. It's going to be a great time.
Bring a roll of antacids.
Yes. It's a good plan.
Right. Well, more on that in a moment. Let's go to it. So
yeah. So we have Thursday, January 24th. Silver Harbor Brewing has a pop-up giving event with United Way from 5 to 6:30. It's a really great chance for folks to come in, listen to three different organizations, give a little talk about what they do, and then the money that is raised from purchases of food and drinks at Silver Harbor, the audience gets to choose where
and
to go
we
to.
Get to pick who
and
wins.
I love it. It's such an exciting way to find out about the great nonprofits in our area, mm-hmm. and then to really be an active donor, which is
well,
great.
I've got my ticket, so I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. And then tonight also at 7 o'clock, so you can go right from Silver Harbor to Sister Lakes Brewing. From 7 to 9, they've got team trivia, which is always fun over at Sister Lakes. Tomorrow, Friday, January 25th, of course, we've got the 7th annual Chili Tour from 5 to 8. Pick up your maps for $2 at the Welcome Center and then go try some chili all around town. And there's some really great partnerships. Places like Coaches are partnering with a place downtown. So you get to be downtown and yet still sample some of those outlying restaurants, which is always fun.
And I'll be one of the ones selling you the ticket, so make sure you show up.
Yeah, and bring your cash. It's just $2 a map, though, so
exactly.
You'll be okay. And then Saturday, January 26th, the 4th annual St. Joseph Winter Beer Fest from noon to 4 is right downtown St. Joseph under heated tents. There are heaters. There are tents with sides, and so we'll be as warm as we possibly can.
Yeah, but those guys like to hang out. They just put on a parka and get their pretzel necklace and party.
And that's part of the fun of it. You know, get down there and it's
some
just
of them
silly.
Say, bring it on, man. Make it as cold as you want. I don't care.
Yes. And so there are just a few tickets available online at the Mendel Center. So please go purchase those tickets as quickly as possible so you make sure you're able to get there and join us for tasting some of the great beers around Michigan. Then at from noon to 4, we also have Curious Kids Museum has Super Saturday Animals Alive. It's a great reptile show. You get to see some live reptiles, which are always exciting. Don't cuddle them, though. Maybe don't cuddle. No cuddling. Okay.
What? Well, you don't like to cozy up to an iguana?
We do have a bearded dragon at my house, and she is pretty cuddly, I got to tell you, which is super weird. But Watermark Brewing Company has the Polar Plunge at noon, which is great. JLN Studio is doing a Valentine's painting class at 12 Corners from 3 to 6. The Livery has live music at 8:30. It's the Backups, which are just a great band. They'll be super fun, and the Livery is always a great time. It's such a great location and a great feel, a great environment to be in. On Sunday the 27th, we've got Round Barn Brewery Public House has pub trivia at 3 p.m., and the Berrien County Animal Control has a low-cost shot clinic from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Family Farm and Home on Sunday the 27th, which is a great chance to get your animals updated and whatever they need. So, yeah.
Excellent.
And in addition to that, there's some other things going around, but you can always check out stjoseph.com/events and check out everything that's going on in Southwest Michigan.
And we're not too far off from that other big party that you host every year with ice carvers. There's ice chips flying all over town. There's fire. There's ice. There's all kinds of things coming up.
Yep. So
give us a peek behind the curtain at that.
You got it. February 1st through the 3rd. So that's a week from tomorrow. That weekend is Magical Ice Fest. And we're so excited about it. We've got some new interactives this year. We've got some great partners. Berrien Community Foundation is sponsoring ice bowling, We've got the livery is sponsoring frozen fish toss, which is always pretty ridiculous. We've got there's the fire and ice party at Shadowland. The Chamber of Commerce, the Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce has sponsored. So we just have as many sculptors as possible. We've got professional sculptors that come in or carvers that come in and do some really ornate and complex and beautiful things. So
it's always amazing that they can do that with a chainsaw. Well, and some chisels and some irons and some, you know, brushes. And it's amazing what they do.
Right. And we're able to bring in so many great carvers because of our sponsors. Silver Beach Pizza is our main sponsor, and they just do a great job with allowing us to just do what we need to do to make our downtown as sparkly and magical as possible in the middle of February, or beginning of February, anyway.
Well, the good news is, according to Mr. Harker this morning, when we chatted with him about the weather, he's talking about some pretty darn colder. So I don't think we'll have to worry about anything melting this year on us,
the way it has come
sometimes from time to time.
Yeah, so. I think David sounds a little crabby about I think he's looking for a fight when he says it's going to be 8. I think he's looking for someone to challenge him.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's going to be cold and it's going to be so warm. Wear warm clothes, bundle up. If you get downtown and you're having a great time, but you're a little cold, stop into one of our restaurants or our stores, warm up. There's some great shopping. There's some great restaurants. There's always tasting rooms.
You can get hot chocolate.
You can get hot chocolate. You can buy yourself a second pair of gloves or a third pair of gloves, whatever it takes, and a hat. But it's always a great time in Southwest Michigan. And, you know, winter is one of my favorite times because it is just so It is magical and it's so beautiful.
All right. Very good. Well, there's the wow factor for this Thursday morning. Amy Zapoli in the house this morning from St. Joe Today. And don't forget, we'll be having a good time tomorrow night and Saturday with a chilly tonight, be it tomorrow, you know, as they say.
Love
Excellent. It. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Pat.
All right.